KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, light snow, and 14 degrees in Atlantic. We look for occasional flurries today with a high during the daytime around 18, and temperatures will slowly be declining throughout the day. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In state news, a convicted robber has been listed as escaped from a work release facility in Des Moines. The Iowa Corrections Department said 34-year-old Corey Fromm was placed on escape status after an unexcused absence from the facility on Sunday. Fromm was transferred to work release on September 21st. The DOC says he was convicted of robbery in Polk County. News time is 8:01.
It's time to get more phone for your buck from your Verizon authorized wireless retailer.
Get amazing deals on the latest phones like the Razer M. With its compact design, it fits in the palm of your hand, but still has a 4.3-inch screen size and features the new Jelly Bean software from Verizon Wireless for just $100 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card. Or the Intuition with its 5-inch display. It's part phone, part tablet. Only $150 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card.
Hurry in and get on Verizon, America's largest and most reliable high-speed wireless network today. Stop by and get the Razer M or Intuition, a TV store located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or call 712-243-3032.
New two-year activation, early termination fee, and other fees apply. See verizonwireless.com/bestnetwork for details.
Influenza activity across Iowa has been unusually high this year, and state health officials are expecting even more people will be sickened without proper prevention techniques over the holidays. Dr. Patricia Quinlisk is medical director of the Iowa Department of Public Health.
Always during the holidays, when you have people traveling, sitting next to people on trains and buses and airplanes, or just having big family and friends gatherings, all of that really allows flu to spread much more easily. So we do typically, right after Thanksgiving, right after Christmas and the New Year's holidays, see spikes in our cases of influenza and a lot of other diseases.
Although it can be a difficult decision to skip holiday gatherings, Quinlisk advises sick people to stay home rather than put your relatives and friends at risk.
If you have a family member who's sick, you know, maybe don't force them to come to the, you know, the Christmas table. Or if they're sick over New Year's, don't, you know, encourage them to go to a party even though they're not feeling well. That's probably a time to stay home and keep all those bugs to yourself and not spread your viruses.
Iowans are encouraged to protect themselves from the flu by getting the flu vaccine. Quinlisk says all three strains of the seasonal flu have been confirmed in Iowa this season, and all are covered by the vaccine. In addition to a flu shot, another key to avoid getting sick is practicing good hygiene.
And it's something as simple as just making sure you wash with soap and water for about 20 seconds after you use the restroom. And certainly if you're around people who are coughing and sneezing, you might want to wash your hands a little bit more often. If you can't wash your hands, those hand gels are always a good idea, especially like if you're traveling. The cleaner we keep our hands, the less likely we are to pick up a bug from a doorknob or something like that and inoculate ourselves by touching our nose.
State health officials report the number of influenza-associated hospitalizations in Iowa has doubled in the past week. Children are also being hit hard by influenza. The number of schools reporting flu outbreaks this season is 64, compared to only 10 at this time last season. A statewide ban on smoking in public places has been in effect since 2008, with one exception. Smoking is still allowed on the gaming floors of Iowa's casinos. Republican Governor Terry Branstad said legislators passed a bill to ban smoking at the casinos.
I would sign it tomorrow.
The statewide smoking ban was signed into law by Democratic Governor Chet Culver, but Branstad has been an anti-smoking crusader throughout his political career. One of his first acts as governor in 1983 was to remove all the ashtrays and forbid smoking in the governor's office and the official residence. Branstad says ending smoking on the casino floor is a public health issue.
I just think in terms of fairness, we have a law that's designed to protect people's health by having clean indoor air. They have an exception.
He isn't making the issue a priority, though.
I intend to propose things that I think have a realistic chance of passing. So there's some things that I support and believe would be good public policy that aren't necessarily going to be in my program, because I learned a long time ago, if you want to be effective, focus on things that you think can get accomplished.
The Iowa Senate has endorsed a ban on smoking at the casinos before, but it stalled in the House. Senate Democratic Leader Mike Gronstall of Council Bluffs says it's hard to predict how the 37 new members of the legislature may vote on the issue.
They haven't had discussions with other folks, so we'll see when they get here and when they when they move towards consensus on this.
House Democratic Leader Kevin McCarthy said the casino exemption was necessary at the time.
I was part of the small group of legislators that helped cut that deal, however ugly it was a few years ago, because that's helped us get to 51 votes. And we knew that over time the culture would get there to get the remaining 100%. I don't know whether we'll have an opportunity to vote on it. If we did, I expect it passed pretty overwhelmingly.
State Representative Janet Peterson of Des Moines was a key sponsor of the smoking ban back in 2008 when it cleared the Iowa House, and she's now a senator-elect.
We have a whole new crop of legislators coming in both the House and the Senate. So I think it's going to take some time to get people up to speed on the Smoke-Free Air Act and to gauge their level of interest in getting rid of the casino exemption.
Peterson isn't sure whether she will introduce legislation next month that would ban smoking on the casinos' gambling floors. Back in 2008, many Republican legislators objected to the idea of telling business owners they couldn't allow smoking in their establishment. Senate Republican Leader Bill Dix of Shell Rock says that that's still a concern. The casino industry argued their exemption from the smoking ban was a competitiveness issue back in 2008, as casinos across the river in Illinois allowed smoking. However, Illinois now has statewide smoking ban that covers the casinos as well. Number of Iowans with permits to carry concealed weapons increased dramatically in 2012, the second year of relaxed laws that govern how they're issued. Sheriffs in Iowa's 99 counties issued more than 37,000 permits in the first 11 months of the year. Nearly 103,000 were issued in 2011, the first year after Iowa went from a may issue to a shall issue state. State data show that 1.3% of Iowans had permits at the end of 2010 before the law was changed. The percentage increased to 3.3% at the end of last year and stood at 4.6% through the first 11 months of this year. Vendors at Iowa gun shows are reporting a boost in sales in the wake of the shooting that killed 20 students and 6 staff members at a Connecticut elementary school. The sales appear to have increased because of fears that politicians will enact new gun restrictions following the December 14th massacre at the Sandy Hook Elementary School. Gary Boswell, the owner of the Lamoni-based Boswell Guns and Ammo, says his sales at the Des Moines Gun and Knife Show have been brisk. Boswell said he sold out of .223 caliber cartridges for semi-automatic rifles. The same type of ammunition was used in a school shooting. He also sold out of all but one of the .223 rifles he brought to the show. A seemingly mundane issue has put University of Iowa President Sally Mason on the defensive, and that's the interpretation of Iowa's public records law. The university has routinely refused to release records related to employee and student controversies by citing exemptions in the law. The practice appears to have recently backfired, though, bringing criticism from Governor Terry Branstad about a lack of transparency and forcing Mason to address speculation that she could be facing pressure to resign. Mason said she cannot release personnel records of students or employees without violating the law, and she said she'll stick with her legal interpretation to protect privacy. Bill Monroe, Branstad's government transparency advisor, says he's concerned about the legal advice Mason is receiving. He and others argue the law gives agencies the discretion to release records. And Iowa's fast becoming a part of the national movement to weaken public sector unions and their collective bargaining rights, according to labor relations experts. Public sector collective bargaining is experiencing its strongest upheaval in 4 decades. Experts predict the pressure will intensify as state budget gets squeezed by federal cutbacks and rising pension and health insurance costs. University of Pittsburgh business professor John Delaney said the push is driven by partisan politics and financial pressures. Iowa negotiators are trying to reach voluntary agreements with unionized public employee bargaining units on new 2-year agreements that would run through June of 2013. Republican Governor Terry Branstad has said that Iowa is one of only 6 states with a health benefit that lets employees pay nothing for their coverage. Taking a look now at world headlines on KJAN, the malls have been crowded, but that doesn't mean Christmas shoppers have been spending at the same pace as in previous years. An analyst at market research firm NPD is estimating that customer traffic over the weekend was in line with the same time a year ago, but Marshall Cohen said that shoppers appear to be spending less. He said there have been just too many distractions, including storms, the school shootings, and the fiscal cliff. The streets of Newtown, Connecticut, which were filled last week with funeral processions, were crowded again over the weekend with people looking to share in the community's mourning and to come to terms with the shooting at the Sandy Hook Elementary School. People with bouquets of flowers, teddy bears, and cameras walked along the closed road to the makeshift memorial near the school. One family from Massachusetts came with a life-sized Santa Claus, holding a scroll with the names of all the victims engraved on it. Tens of thousands of people have signed a petition calling for British CNN host Piers Morgan to be deported from the United States because of his gun control views. He's taken an aggressive stand for tighter U.S. gun laws in the wake of the Connecticut school shooting. Last week, Morgan called a gun advocate appearing on his TV show an unbelievably stupid man. Gun rights activists are fighting back with a petition on the White House website. Federal regulators have warned that more than 350 medical practices that Botox they may have received from a Canadian supplier is unapproved and could be counterfeit or even unsafe. The FDA says batches of the wrinkle treatment shipped by suppliers owned by Pharmacy Canada Drugs may not have been approved by the FDA, and the agency cannot assure their effectiveness or safety. The FDA said Canada Drugs was previously tied to shipping unapproved and counterfeit cancer drugs. And finally in the news, it's just the latest in a series of insider attacks by Afghans against their foreign allies, but today's shooting of an American advisor outside the police headquarters in Kabul is the first known insider attack by a woman there. Officials say the policewoman shot and killed the advisor inside a strategic compound in the heart of the capital. News time is 8:11.
Are you looking for something this holiday season that the whole family can enjoy? Here at the TV store in Atlantic, we have you covered. With Dish Network and the Blockbuster Movie Pass, you can now avoid the traffic jams, long lines, and enjoy movie nights from the comforts of your own home.
If you do have to go out for some last-minute shopping, be rest assured you won't have to miss any of your favorite shows or the big game with Hopper Whole Home HD DVR. With the Hopper from Dish, you can record all of your favorite shows and then watch them on any TV in the house, all in high definition.
Dish Network, a gift that keeps on giving all season long. Stop in today to the TV store, your locally owned, authorized Dish Network retailer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or call 243-3032.
Limited time offer, 24-month agreement required, cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
In our funeral announcements this morning, Lucille Palmer, age 86, of Oakland, died Friday at the Oakland Manor. Graveside services for Lucille Palmer will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the Oak Lawn Cemetery in Oakland. Reconvened Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Carol Anderson, age 78, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Carol Anderson will be held on Wednesday at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Mary Conklin, age 86, who's formerly of Audubon, died September 30th in Nebraska. Funeral services for Mary Conklin will be held Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Joanne Catherine Schweery, age 73, of Panama, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Joanne Schweery will be held Thursday at 10 a.m. at the St. Mary of the Assumption Church in Panama. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Robert Cruz, age 90, of Manning, died Thursday at the Manning Plaza. Services for Robert Cruz will be on Thursday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Tammy Amos, age 54, of Griswold, died Thursday at CCMH here in Atlantic. Funeral services for Tammy Amos will be held Thursday at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Jean Cambridge, age 74, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Jean Cambridge will be this coming Thursday at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Judith Altfelish Kem, age 71, of Scottsdale, Arizona, and formerly of Atlantic, died December 19th. Funeral services for Judith Altfelish Kim will be held Friday at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Linda Lou Sanders Fudge, age 61, of Atlantic, died December 16th at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Memorial services for Linda Fudge will be Friday at 11 a.m. at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Hazel Ratzliff, age 79, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Hazel Ratzliff will be on Friday at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Helen Gray, age 72, of Atlantic, died Sunday at CCMH. Funeral services for Helen Gray will be Friday at 2:30 in the chapel at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Bruno Jr. Reichardt, age 80, of Atlantic and formerly of Messina, died Thursday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Bruno Reichardt are pending at Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Beryl Schwears, age 84, of Greenfield, died Wednesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Beryl Schwears will be held at a later date. The Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. And Catherine Johnson, age 72, of Fontenelle, died Wednesday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Memorial services for Catherine Johnson will be held at a later date. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.